Welcome to the Gerald and Monica podcast.
Hello.
This is episode 2. It's called
Hanbury.
Episode 2. Hanbury. Literally 5 seconds ago, some two very edgy people in backwards baseball caps just drove into the parking lot and just parked, and then one of them looked at me, smiled, and then turned back to his friend. I'm vaguely uncomfortable, but it's fine, I think.
It is a little bit sketchy.
Yeah. It's been...
I wonder if they are doing what we are doing.
If they are, that would be absolutely hilarious, in which case we should do a, like a joint event. Regardless, I'm not gonna go ask them, because I'm scared.
I would not recommend that you do.
It's been almost 9, 10 months?
Yeah, about that.
Since we recorded our last episode, we apologize. If we get copyright striked and sued by, like, Sony or something.
Please. Okay.
That's your fault. But, so it's been, like, 9, 10 months since we last recorded. Sorry for all of you listeners who don't exist. Because this video, the previous recording has had 3 views, and all 3 of them were me.
Okay, so we are talking and hoping that someone, we don't care who at this point, one person. I'd be thrilled with one person who would listen to our entire podcast. I'd be like, these guys are awesome.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You don't know that.
I know that.
You don't know that.
I do.
Well, I am a positive thinker.
I'm not.
Yeah, well.
Anyways. So, what we've decided to do today
is... there goes the sketchy people. See you later, sirs.
Oh, I thought that was Manolo for a minute. Ha ha. Very funny, Mar. Oh, God, I can't get copyrighted for that either. So, how about you start off with some of the stories about your day? Because we know that you work somewhere interesting, and you can't use the actual names of the people because...
Obviously not.
You'll get sued, because they will find you.
What?
And they will find this. And they will sue you.
Yes.
But you can change names of people.
I'm not going to change the names. I'm just going to be like, this person.
Well, just tell us some stories, then.
I had a very interesting day. I have nothing funny about my day, actually. It was a very stressful day, to be honest. When typically my work day is not stressful.
Interesting.
I usually have a lot of funny stories, do I not?
Kind of. You usually have, like, some mediocre stories.
I have funny stories.
Keep telling yourself that. Anyways.
Anyway.
So if you don't have any funny stories, I guess we're just going to jump right into our next segment.
Let's just jump right in. And then if I remember something else.
Yeah, just randomly interject and interrupt in the middle of my, not carefully thought out, but like randomly on the fly, but still prideful speeches.
Yep.
Jumping to our next segment.
Yes.
Some of the top stuff from r/Florida Man. Because that's always a fun thing to talk about.
Can you explain what that is?
So, r/Florida Man is...
r/Florida Man, like the backslash
on a keyboard. r/Florida Man is a subreddit which is dedicated to all the weird shit that goes along in Florida that are reported because of their sunshine laws, which say that anything that's not strictly confidential, the media can access easily. So, like, all the weird headlines that come out of Florida, like, that type of weird stuff happens everywhere else. It's just not reported everywhere else. But in Florida, it is.
Okay.
And the top ones for this day was, oh boy, 71-year-old man, Florida man masturbates in a Pizza Hut.
Aww. Wait, was he in a booth?
Florida man 71 accused of repeatedly exposing himself at eateries placed on house arrest.
Aww.
71, look at this guy's face.
Oh.
He's been arrested
at... Exactly what I thought he would look like.
Yeah, he does. He's like, he's a bald, like, kind of Latino guy.
Yeah.
Kind of Latino, but it's like, there's also something else that I can't place.
Let's see again. Let me have a look.
It's like Latino Neanderthal.
Yeah.
His eyes look like pinpricks in the kind of, like, craters of his eye sockets.
Mm-hmm.
Alvaro Penayepes. Alvaro Penayepes.
Talking about centimeters.
What?
You know.
I get the joke. It just doesn't really make sense. Anyways, you guys won't understand that, and I'm not going to bother to explain that, because that would be awkward, and I'd have a lot of explaining to do. So he's been arrested at least 12 times since 2012. He's been placed on house arrest after breaking curfew. The latest lewd allegations, it says. He's been entirely just, like, doing, since 2012, like, 12 times he's been arrested for public lewd conduct. Misconduct, rather. Most of them are at bars, and, while on bond, he was on bond for a previous incident, which, Penayepes was allegedly caught exposing himself and masturbating at a Duffy sports bar. Which is, a sports bar is the last place you'll want to do that.
Yeah,
because I imagine that people who, the people who go to sports bars are the type of people who use the term faggot.
Not necessarily.
That's just my general opinion of people who go to sports bars.
Oh, okay.
But I could be entirely wrong. Please don't beat me up like off Monday if you go to sports. Anyways, he's visited at least several eateries after 8 p.m. between April 4th and April 8th, WFTV reported. Let's see. On at least one occasion, he was already drunk when he arrived and made lewd remarks towards a female bartender, and apparently was later hospitalized for alcohol poisoning, which is, yikes.
Sounds like a real winner.
Yeah, he was on curfew at the time, but it's been extended to full house arrest. So
he cannot leave his house.
He cannot have the opportunity to masturbate outside his house.
No, but
which no one should.
He could stand in front of the window.
He could.
He could still succeed.
Yeah, but no one's gonna look at the window of public masturbator, what's his name? Alvaro.
You don't know that. Maybe he watches until... Maybe
Public Jerkin' Alvaro. That sounds like an amazingly horrible nickname.
Maybe he just, like, whips the blinds open this.
Whips the blinds open.
Technically, that isn't his house. What are they gonna do?
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, shit. Indecent exposure, I guess.
Yeah. Boom. He's already on house arrest.
They could put it into a real arrest. And, like, put him in a cell, but then he'd expose himself to the prisoners.
Well, that's not gonna end well.
Depends.
Well, it depends.
He's 71 years old. I feel certain that they're not gonna be touched. They're either gonna take full advantage of him and, like, pass him around as, like, I don't know, the jailhouse toy. Or, I feel
okay,
sturdy
just
saying
funny.
That.
It fits right in with this.
I need to finish this. Okay. He's either gonna pass it around, or they're just gonna be too disgusted to touch him. Okay, what? Go.
This was about jail, because we were talking about jail. I had a conversation with someone at work today about how this individual does not think that being incarcerated would really be a big deal.
Interesting.
Yep.
That's wrong.
Why, I asked, and this person answered, free healthcare, free meals, free bed. Like, everything's free. You got no rent to pay, no bills to pay.
They've got a kind of a point. They got, like, they got the starters of a point.
And he's like, really? And I know what you're probably thinking, well, what about the sex? Right? The unwanted sex? Whatever. Like, it happens, it happens. It's like...
Christ!
And then I'm like, okay, well, you're okay with that? Why can't I pick and shank? And he's like, I don't know. No one is going to shank me. Someone's going to be holding my pocket. I was like, okay!
Okay. Sounds like... Not... I think it's more like the opposite of the lady doth protest too much. It sounds like he wants it.
I know.
He wants it a bit more than he should. moving on to the next Florida man.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Florida man claims he only drank at stoplights.
Drank, like, alcohol? Or just...
Drank alcohol. Because technically it's not drinking and driving. He claims that he only drank at stoplights, not while driving, so yes. He had an explanation ready when investigators accused him of drinking while driving. He explained that he only was downing gulps of bourbon when stopped at traffic signals and stop signs.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's great. Earl Gustavus Stevens Jr., that's a name and a half. Gustavus. Oh my god, an amazing age too. He is 69 years old.
Oh my god. Okay, so what
did he man. Do? Graduating class of 1968. I just told you. He was arrested for drinking and driving.
Oh, I thought you were going on to someone else. Sorry.
Oh no, I could.
No, technically he wasn't driving.
No, he was.
He was arrested
driving under the influence.
Yes.
So that's a DUI.
Right. Who else you got?
Here's one back from January 4th.
Yeah.
Florida man hits dad with pizza because he was mad he helped birth them.
Kid hits his dad with a pizza.
No, Florida man arrested after hitting dad with a pizza because he was mad he helped birth him. Oh boy. A man in Pasco County was arrested for domestic battery after admitting he hit his dad in the face with a slice of pizza because he was mad his dad helped birth him. I'm so confused. That's a tongue twister too. 33-year-old Robert Houston.
Wait, what kind of pizza? That makes a difference.
I think it's just the only pizza that shows is like generic stock images, but if it's
like pepperoni,
it's like it's some sort of like.
What if it had like jalapeno?
It's like some sort of
because it got jalapeno juice in your eyeball.
Oh god, that would suck. But no, it seems to like the stock picture seems to be some sort of like weird Panero bread.
That was
type.
Really good.
Yeah, I mean I'm not a big pepperoni guy. Deputies observed chunks of cheese and sauce where the incident happened. Land O'Lakes Detention Center. Oh my god. Man, I wish my explanation of each thing wasn't so shitty, but it is. Deal with it. Let me check this. One second. I need to read this to make sure I'm getting this right. Oh boy. Here's something from Tampa Bay, which you're gonna hate but laugh at.
Okay.
Florida man climbs atop playground equipment at Clearwater Park, tells kids where babies come from. Look at this man's face.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah,
that was at your kid's playground? You'd be like, boo!
Yeah, he's standing on top of the slide, screaming. He's standing on top of the sky.
Vagina!
You led that very loud for a window that's open.
But that's probably what he did.
No, not really. He probably...
Where babies come from.
Well, yeah, but I mean... I imagine
look
he
at
was,
that face and think of him saying, vagina!
I don't think it was that voice. And there's... oh, God. Close the window, please.
He can't hear us.
Close it.
No.
I'm ending this recording.
No, don't do it. Okay.
There we are. Anyways. No, but I imagine it was more like he just kind of, like, he squatted on top of the slide and started, like, really loudly growling the birds and the bees at kids.
Maybe.
So he was just squatting there like, hey, kids, wanna know where I came from? Your dad fucked your mom.
Oh.
And just, like, things of a similar caliber. I can't be sure because I haven't read the rest of the thing.
I think vagina, but whatever.
Yeah, let's see. He was at first approaching tourists and making inappropriate comments to women in an effort to get their male partners to confront him. An officer in the area was watching him at the time. Climb atop. He did climb on top one of the children's toys that was being occupied by children between the ages of 4 and 6.
Aww.
Christ. Let's see if I can find his name. Otis Dwayne Ryan.
Oh.
That's like the Louisiana version of, like, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
This little girl hasn't moved in, like, 2 minutes. Don't worry.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If only there was a video component to, like, everything we did. I would laugh. I would be concerned, but I would laugh if that kid...
Well, it's just the rest of her party is up there.
The rest of her party. Christ. Do you think they left her there?
No. I think that she was probably like, I'm not going anywhere! And they're like, we're just going to keep on walking then.
The thing is... Oh, she's going.
There you go.
The thing is, I would be a terrible parent because if I said I would keep on walking, I would legitimately keep on walking. If they got left, like, almost out of sight, they made that choice.
James.
They made their choice, now they must live with it.
I'm at the car jail.
I have to scrap this recording now, you know?
I
know.
Yeah. I don't.
That's shitty. Anyways,
the next one?
Let me see. I'm still reading this. He started shouting. He then started shouting from the top, telling the children that babies come out of women, and used a vulgar term in doing so.
Vagina!
Kind of. I imagine he just screamed, cunt! You don't worry, it came out of kids!
Pussy!
Cunt! Oh, God. This turned into just the rowdiest podcast ever. This is supposed to be something innocent, but now it just turned into a screaming match of conscience. Christ.
God.
Oh, shit.
We have another guest.
Interesting. Regardless. Oh, by the way, we're recording this in a random parking lot.
Yes.
That is, like, unused, because there's, like nothing here. But, like, every now and then, people will drive in and out for no reason. They'll just sit and stop. Seems like we also chose a mildly popular place to just sit and talk. Yeah. Or maybe commit a murder of some sort of assault. I wasn't talking about us. I'm saying that we could be witnesses to some sort of murder or assault. Oh. In which case, we're driving away.
Yeah, we are.
And we're not talking about it.
Well, I'm going to call the popo.
No. No. Yeah. We're not involving ourselves.
I'm calling the popo.
No, we're not involving ourselves.
Yes, we are.
Fine. Anyways.
You're better than that.
Sorry. let's see. He's caused a number of disturbances in the area and has jail records show a number of arrests over the last year on charges of disorderly conduct, battery, and carrying a concealed weapon. He was fined $180 in order to stay away from the park and released. Oh. Poor kids. I mean, he didn't physically assault them. I don't think they'll be scarred.
Sure they were.
Probably too young to really remember it after a few years.
Well, that could be.
Anyways, do you want to,
Do I want to what?
You want to choose the next one?
Okay.
Just scroll down from here, and, like, you can choose anyone you want, but just, like, read out the ones that, like, seem interesting.
Okay. Just you talk. I'll do that.
Well, I don't have anything to talk about. Like, just, like, read out those titles that you consider.
Florida man arrested for attempting striptease at a restaurant.
Okay, we'll do that one. Okay. Let's see. Oh, Orlando.
What Perfect. Restaurant?
Let me check it out. It's loading. meat lovers may enjoy a New York strip steak, but a Florida couple eating at a Japanese restaurant last week was unprepared for a man trying to pour with striptease at their table. Oh, God. Oh. Can you imagine, like, because there are, like, strip bars and strip, like, restaurants. Yeah. Like, Hooters is, like, the least classy one.
They don't strip in Hooters.
They should.
They don't.
Don't they just
rock all their booze out, essentially. Oh. Not really. I mean, everything. They cover their nipple. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Anyways, but can you imagine the horror of, like, a Japanese, like, restaurant that was also a strip club? Like, Lee's Buffet, but, like, there are strippers on the table.
Oh! Talking about seminars, okay?
Looks like it was a male strip.
Well,
sometimes I think it's worse. Sometimes you're worse than I am. James Dylan Jordan. JDJ.
JDJ.
JDJ. Drunkenly approached a couple at a Kobe Japanese steakhouse on August 5th and began taking his clothes off, dancing in front of the woman. Oh, Tampa Bay Times. The woman asked him to stop. Jordan insulted her and threatened to fight her husband, according to court reports. arrested by the county sheriff. His deputy is in charge with disorderly conduct. Fined $150 of bond. Bail bond.
Bail bond.
Let's see. Yikes. This is a rougher one. A daycare worker held boy while another child hit him, cops say.
Oh.
Yikes. I'm not sure I want to read this one.
Yeah, no. Let's go through something else so I can find that.
E-cigarette explosion. Oh my god. Florida man arrested by police after demanding cash and donuts from Krispy Kreme. Honestly, I don't blame him. Like, Krispy Kreme donuts, I've heard, are amazing.
I've never had one.
Neither have I, but I've heard that they're, like, the best. If this page would load, that'd be very nice. Let's see, what else is there? What's interesting?
What's interesting?
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at what's interesting.
I will find some interesting headlines. Oh my, are you looking at that?
Oh my, this is a good one. These are two great ones, actually.
Okay.
I'll just skip over the last one. Let's see. Oh boy. Oh, come on, don't tell me you're gonna do that as well. Man on bath salts headbutts vehicle and then attacks a fire official.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, he seems so happy with himself.
He looks normal.
Richard Kiefer. Yeah, he does. That's because anyone can do bath salts.
They don't have a prerequisite.
That's what I'm saying. A normal person can randomly be given bath salts. They don't. It's not like you have to build up to bath salts.
Mm.
It's like just randomly. It's like sometimes they spike it. Volusia County. That's a fun name. Let's see. Volusia County Fire Service's battalion chief was attacked by a man apparently high on bath salts. When the chief stopped to help a woman, the suspect had threatened by jumping on her vehicle's hood and headbutting her windshield. Battalion Chief Michael England was headed to the fire station on Glenwood Road, etc., when he saw Richard Kiefer, 35, running down the middle of the road. Kiefer jumped and dove headfirst onto the hood of a Kia. He then caused three large dents to the hood of the car and cracked the part of the center portion of the windshield. My God. Kiefer then, he slapped the, police chief, and then the police chief tried to push him away, but Kiefer wouldn't let go, so the police chief punched him in the face, which is a valid reaction.
Right.
He took methadone and bath salts. Bad combination.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's definitely gonna give you a high. Christ. What else is there?
I'm trying to
Interesting things?
Yeah.
You browsing Facebook?
No.
What are you browsing then?
Google.
Google. Did you search like interesting things?
Weird true stories.
Interesting.
Yeah. Weird. Let's see. This is from BuzzFeed, so it's gotta be good.
Oh no 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 no. Oh, I love this one. This is a popular one.
Okay.
Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts that was raised by his neighbor.
Okay. So he's a domesticated squirrel.
That went crazy and attacked this guy. Pythons don't do it often. Alligators have tragically done it, but you know to be wary. Unlike these creatures in the Florida Everglades and waterways, one pesky squirrel in Sarasota County was fighting way above its weight class. A man with, according to news reports and a man with the wounds to prove it, a squirrel has gone nuts in the Florida town and without provocation attacked and bit the victim on the elbow and scratched him on the arm. A surveillance video captured the attack. This is actually kind of brutal. Like, for a squirrel? Can you imagine just a man screaming down the street with a squirrel, like, viciously gnawing on its elbow? Look at this video. I'm going to show you this video of the attack. Oh, God, it's an advertisement. I need to turn this down before I get...
the Grand Family...
Oh, God. I don't want to get... make sure not to have any, like, copyrighted music, otherwise we're going to get striked. But...
We're going to have grilled cheese pizza.
One sec. I need to see this shit. Let me see the... That's... Mom? So, first of all, you are browsing Facebook.
Oh, I just jumped on that.
Second of all, we're supposed to be looking for things to talk about.
I know,
and
yeah.
They can't see that.
Okay, well,
we can show me afterwards. That does look delicious. It's... How would you describe it?
It's essentially, you're making a grilled cheese, right? So, mm-hmm. you put the buttered piece of bread on a grill, put some cheese on there, different kinds. This person has put a shit ton of grated cheese and Parmesan cheese. And then put pepperoni on it, and then put more cheese, and then they cook it. And I think they're gonna put it together. Yep. Oh my god. And when that's finished, he puts another bread on top, puts tomato sauce on top of that.
Oh, and puts more cheese.
Okay.
This is diabetes.
It is.
But I love it. Oh my god. I am
literally like a grilled cheese pizza.
I am so happy with this.
You know what? You would eat that and just go into like a gluten coma.
I would go into some sort of shock. Is it anaphylactic? No.
No.
It's a different thing.
Look at that.
Ooh, but that was like, oh god, can we make that sometime?
Maybe.
Wow. Anyways, look at this video of a man being attacked by a squirrel. Just wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for the squirrel. There it is. You see it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Chasing the squirrel.
Maybe the squirrel comes back again.
Yeah, he's running. He's running.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. That would be terrifying to have, like, such a small creature coming after you. Another news story. zombie deer virus has been reported spreading to small parts, like southernmost parts of Alberta, yeah, and 24 states in the United States.
Yeah.
Do you know that story?
Yeah.
Do you know much about it?
Other than probably what you know.
Really? Because I know quite a bit about it.
Yeah. So
really? I don't believe you.
I don't believe that you believe me.
So we agree?
Yes.
I am so confused.
This is now where I want one of these.
Huh. This podcast sucks.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, man. Why are we only 26 minutes into this?
That's it?
Yeah. What else? Oh, don't you have any other funny stories that you're going to talk about? Not just, like, work stuff, but just, like, stuff in general. Doesn't even have to be from today. Okay. Like, over the past, like, month, week, whatever. Anything that stands out, really.
Well, when you say that, it makes me feel pressure to do something that I can't.
Well, there's no pressure.
It's like writing a test. My mind is blank.
No, a test is fairly easy to think up stuff on.
Look, a crow.
Caw, caw, motherfucker.
I heard that someone saw some geese.
Interesting.
Coming from the south, which means spring is on its way.
Oh, thank God, because
thank the Lord! Thank the Lord!
Thank thee, Lord, for your wonderful gift. Oh, Lord, you are so big. Oh, man. I'm not going to start quoting Monty Python, because they might copy strike us. Oh. Every day, every recording is another terror of being reported for copyright strikes. But, anyways, so I have a few things to talk about.
Yeah.
Biggest of which is the, two new, well, not new, but, like, the two very, very, looked forward, like, two animated series that have come to Netflix that have been looked
One
forward
Punch!
To. That, I, no, it's, there's been a release date for season two.
Oh.
Make that three, because it was only recently released when One Punch Man Season 2 is going to come out. Let me check.
Why?
April 9th on 2019 on Hulu.
Interesting. Hulu.
It's another thing. Let me see if it's coming out on Netflix. I hope it is. If it's not, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Okay, so what's the other one?
There's three.
Okay.
So one is one I personally just finished watching.
Which was?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Okay.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is essentially a clusterfuck. That's the only way I can describe it. It's a clusterfuck of amazingness, because it's unique in that it's the weirdest thing you'll ever watch, but at the same time, it's something that you'll never mistake you for anything else, and you'll love.
Okay.
because it's just so JoJo. Like, I could tell you things that happen, and when they happen, you see them, you still won't be prepared for it. Like, I could tell you that in Season 3, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Vanilla Ice cuts off his own head and becomes a vampire. But when you see it, you still won't be prepared for when Vanilla Ice cuts off his head and becomes his own head and becomes a vampire.
I think did I watch an episode with you?
Yeah, we watched the last episode. And
British?
No.
No.
Chance was just sitting there with a look of confusion. He's like, turn it off. But it's, so the first season, is, set in 1886 in Britain, actually, where a family called the Joestars, essentially they have, it starts off where, the Joestar family's carriage falls down a ravine, and the mother dies, and then they're basically rescued, technically, by a man who is trying to loot their corpses. Anyways, the man who is horrible, he dies, and his son Dio comes and is essentially adopted by the Joestar family, along with his brother Jonathan Joestar, JoJo. Dio is an evil shitbag. Then, that's a great way to describe him, too. Dio's an evil shitbag, and he's just generally a bad person, and tries to kill the dad in order to gain the Joestar fortune. But JoJo finds out, stops this. Dio finds a mask that turns people into vampires, turns himself into a vampire, and then there's a whole thing about an ancient Tibetan technique called Hamon, which is, like, life energy controlled through breathing and something to do with your, like, blood. But essentially, because Dio can, like, climb on walls and turn people into zombies and basically freeze people's limbs into solid ice just by touching them, Hamon's typically the only way to destroy.
Hamon.
It's a very fun thing. Similar thing happens in Season 2, where his grandson, Joseph Joestar, because it's like everyone in the Joestar family, for some reason, their first name, like, it's Joestar, so it's, the second one is Joe, but their first name also starts with J-O, so it's like Jonathan, then it's Joseph, then it's Jotaro, it's a whole bunch of stuff, but it's so great, because it's so batshit crazy. And the characters are the weirdest people you'll ever see, but they're lovable. Like, what's his name? I think it's like Aurelio Speedwagon is the character. He's like a British street thug, basically. And his thing is that he has a hat, like a top hat, but like the rim of it pops off and it's blades, and he throws his hat at you and it cuts you.
Oh my.
And then it's like a boomerang and it comes back at him. But he's useless throughout most of the series because he can't use Hamon. And so he's basically useless against these vampires and zombies that they cannot touch.
Oh boy.
With normal weapons. That's hilarious. Anyways, the first two seasons were recently released on Netflix. I binged them the second they came out. Not gonna lie, I stayed up two in the morning on a school day because I lost track of time and just wanted to watch it. It gets better the more tired you are because you have less of an idea what's going on. It's great. So season one and two focus on Hamon, and then season three is when an integral part of the series comes in, which is stands. Stands are like people's souls given physical form and powers. Like, I don't remember exactly who. I haven't seen season three forwards, I think it's, like, season three is called Stardust Crusaders, because, like, all of the series have, like, weird names. Mm. Like, season one is, Phantom Blood, season two is Battle Tendency, and there's Stardust Crusaders, one sec, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Something to do with Diamond. A diamond is unbreakable. Then there's part 6, which I don't remember the name of the name, part 7, which is Golden Wind. George's Bizarre Adventure Golden Wind. Oh god, shut up. Which actually stars the son of Dio, who is the villain from the first two. But, no, it's the villain of the first one. But Dio's son is good, apparently.
Okay, so that's one of the things you're looking forward to.
And then the other one is a...
One Punch!
Yeah, well, no, that's the second thing. And the third thing is a older, 1970s Japanese anime called Neon Genesis Evangelion. Which, it's a cult classic because it's, like, some people don't like it, but a lot of people love it because of the way it, like, masterfully portrays psychology, isn't it? Like, because it's, essentially, the premise is these giant monsters called angels come to Earth searching for someone named Adam, but they're just destroying cities, like, just rampantly.
That's mean.
Yeah, they're, like, wiping out humanity systemically, and so these giant, like, massive, like, Pacific Rim-style machines are built to fight back against the angels, but the cockpits aren't big enough to fit an adult human, so it's basically just teenagers, and so it's teenagers fighting these giant demon monsters that can annihilate cities, and it's, like, it's all the stress and, like, PTSD they get from seeing cities destroyed around them as they fight. And that's a big part of it, too. But, so, the entirety of Neon Genesis Evangelion, as well as the other two seasons... Well, no, other two seasons. Two movies are coming, and a lot of people have been looking forward to that. Huh. As for One Punch Man released it, let me see if I can find it, because I was looking at it.
Where they left.
Yeah. One second. So, apparently they don't know when it's coming to Netflix. That's shitty. I assume it's going to be another few months. Hopefully.
So, remember the other day when I was excited because that show I was watching, the second...
VOA?
Right. And they had that one episode on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought to myself, I'm going to just watch it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I put on the very last episode of the first season. That's what we were watching. And I was like,
oh!
Shit! But then I started from the beginning.
So what so you were you were saying that we would all get it eventually.
Yeah.
But
well,
like
you won't.
Yeah, we can't now because no. You're on the last no. one.
Yeah, unless you watch it from the beginning, which I highly recommend.
Maybe one day.
No, you should.
Probably. But it's there's a lot of things I should do but don't.
Okay, then don't do it.
Why? You just told me not to.
Psychology.
Yeah, but it's not gonna work like that because now oh god, there's so much to this conversation. I can't handle this anymore. Christ.
Almighty.
No. Oh god. Oh shit.
You
dry? Are we done?
We've
been recording for a good half hour. I mean, do you want to go for a full hour or
I don't know.
Well it's still only the first it's only the second episode, so I mean we're slowly getting more time per episode, so
okay.
I think we'll just stop it here.
Okay.
It's been fun.
I hope someone listens.
If no one does, well, I mean, no, I'm not going to get more depressed because that's a hard thing to pull off.
Be quiet. If you listen, if we have one person that is not you, and it won't be me because I won't listen to it.
Thanks, that's a lot of...
No. I mean, because I'm doing it, so I really won't need to listen to it again. But if you are the person that listens to this, you must comment. I am the first with a fist bump in the air.
Yeah, if you do that, we'll be very happy.
Yeah.
If you don't, she'll be sad. I'll just be as sad as usual. Anyways, so, it's been fun.
Thanks for maybe listening.
Thanks for listening. Hail Satan, etc. Goodbye.
One punch!
Oh, God. We're going to get copyright strided.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, God.
What I meant is... There. Bye.
Bye.